From NPR News in Washington, I'm Giles Snyder. The 33 miners who've been trapped underground for the past 2 months in Chile now have a way out. That bell told the world that a shaft rescuers have been drilling has broken through. Reporter Annie Murphy is in Chile.
The rescue drill broke through to where the miners are, the roof of the area where they're located. There was a huge celebration in the camp. You know, people just standing around really anxiously, not really sure if they'd actually truly broken through. Then there were some horns and bells rung. The family members realized that it was the real deal, and they started crying, hugging. A big group of family members went up on a hillside where they have, kind of a monument to the miners, all these Chilean flags. They went up there and, you know, stood by the flags and have gathered in that area.
Reporter Annie Murphy, it could still be days before the miners are hauled to the surface. A British aid worker being held hostage in Afghanistan has been killed in a failed rescue attempt. As Larry Miller reports from London, Britain says there was no choice but to try to save her.
Foreign Secretary William Hague announced the death of 36-year-old Linda Norgrove, who was kidnapped by militants 2 weeks ago when her convoy was ambushed in Kunar province near Pakistan's border. Hague says British forces received information about where she was being held, and the decision was made to attempt a rescue given the danger she was facing. Hague says a rescue was her best chance of survival. Norgrove was working for the U.S. aid group DAI. The BBC is reporting the raid was led by U.S. forces. No word about the fate of the three Afghan colleagues kidnapped with Norgrove. For NPR News, I'm Larry Miller in London.
Pakistan has reopened a key border crossing that NATO uses to ferry supplies to troops in Afghanistan. The crossing was shut down following a controversial cross-border airstrike that killed two Pakistani soldiers. The U.S. has apologized. Earlier today, gunmen attacked a NATO supply convoy in Pakistan, destroying more than two dozen fuel tankers. Residents of the town closest to Monday's flood of toxic red sludge have been evacuated. NPR's Sylvia Pajoli reports there are fears of a second deluge from a damaged reservoir.
Kolontar's 700 residents were evacuated after officials discovered gaps in the reservoir wall that had already disgorged 184 million gallons of toxic sludge. The spill flooded several villages, fields, and waterways skirting the Danube. The reservoir still contains more than 100 million gallons, and officials worry the wall might collapse within hours. In Devachere, five trains and 130 buses are ready for possible evacuation of the 6,000 residents. Prime Minister Viktor Orban visited the site and spoke bluntly with reporters.
The situation is very, very serious.
He said cleanup and reconstruction costs will be carried by the aluminum company. Sylvia Podroli, NPR News, Ica, Hungary.
You're listening to NPR News. Former Beatle John Lennon would have been 70 years old today.
Imagine there's no heaven. It's easy if you try.
Lennon was gunned down in 1980 outside the New York City apartment building where he lived. His fans are expected to visit Strawberry Fields in Manhattan's Central Park today and attend a nearby benefit concert. The memorial at Strawberry Fields includes a mosaic donated by the city of Naples, Italy. A plaque lists 121 countries that endorse Strawberry Fields as a garden of peace. Congressional Democrats are funneling money into about two dozen hotly contested races nationwide, hoping to head off a Republican takeover in the final weeks before the midterm elections. NPR's Carol Van Dam reports that Democrats are pulling back from other races where they appear to be outspent.
Democrats are readying TV ad blitzes in places where a handful of their incumbents appear to be holding their own in tight races with Republicans. But in others, they're downsizing ad campaigns. A few examples: Representatives Betsy Markey of Colorado, Harry Teague of New Mexico, and Mary Jo Kilroy of Ohio. Democratic leaders deny they're abandoning anyone. Maryland Congressman Chris Van Hollen, who heads the Democrats' House campaign efforts, says his operation supports all Democrats, and he says his party will hold on to the House in November. But he admits Democrats need an aggressive strategy to stop GOP gains. Republicans say once safe Democratic seats are now up for grabs and their sphere of influence is expanding. Carol Van Dam, NPR News, Washington.
And I'm Giles Snyder, NPR News from Washington.